Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I have a mixed blessing today. The weather, spectacular here, 72 degrees, sunny, crocuses coming up here in February in Virginia. Really?
Beautiful.
Yeah, but the flip side of that coin is that I have started this new video thing I'm doing every week. And talk about computer technology just like slapping me up beside the head for 3 hours. Oh, my goodness. But I made it happen. So how was your day?
Along as usual, you know, Sundays are my busy day, appointments, and while people are off, I am working. So, but good day. I mean, really good day for empowering others and really helping them move through some of their challenges.
Oh, absolutely. These are challenging times. And I just wanted to let our listeners know this evening that, you know, Jacqueline and I are really trying to reach out and help people to develop their spiritual gifts. She's offering some incredible classes. I started this new YouTube video that just kind of gives you a heads up of what's going on in the heavens during the week. Because it's not happening to you, it's happening to somebody right around you. So that you can have a little bit more of awareness. And, of course, we do the show every Sunday night. We're just really there for you. And I just wanted, Jacqueline, to have an opportunity for people that are in Florida to talk a little bit about these wonderful classes that she's offering.
Ah, okay. Well, my favorite classes are astrology, of course, and tarot. And I'm offering both of them, both astrology and tarot on Vero Beach, and then another astrology class. And they're beginning astrology classes, where I start you from the basics and move you through your whole entire chart. And by the time you get through with the class, you can really look at your chart and understand yourself. So it's not only an opening for, you know, understanding astrology, but really understanding yourself as well. And so I have one starting this Friday at Spark of Divine in Vero Beach. Is the first beginning astrology class I'll have. And then in Fort Pierce, and that one's from 7 to 9 p.m. at night. And I offer it during the day in Fort Pierce at One Yoga Planet. And that will be starting March 9th. Now, March 2nd, it's Fun with Tarot. You get to learn all about tarot, all about the symbology. It's a lot of fun. And that will be offered at Spark of Divine from 7 to 9 again on starting March 2nd. And my classes are 7 weeks long, and they're $20 a class. So that's
Very affordable and so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's a great thing.
So now, I heard the dates, but I didn't get the day of the week. Because I know a lot of people do things by day of the week.
The beginning astrology class at Spark of Divine is on a Friday evening. And the tarot class is on a Friday evening at Spark of Divine. I mean, on a Thursday evening at Spark of Divine. And Thursday afternoon is the astrology class.
In Fort Pierce?
In Fort Pierce. One Yoga Planet. Great place.
Nice. I like that. Very sweet. Very sweet. Yeah, I'm going to be starting an astrology class here in Roanoke, but not until April. I have to do my Florida trip, which I do twice a year, once before and once after hurricane season. And then when I come back in April, I'm going to be doing a little class here, but I'm going to limit it because, well, the space and also the fact that Florida seems much more, you know, savvy with a lot of the metaphysical things. Here in Roanoke and stuff, some of the people will be starting really fresh. So I want to keep the class to 8 to 10 people. I want to make sure that everybody gets that individual attention. And I know you try to provide that too, Jacqueline, because I just don't want to lose anybody. So I do give a little quiz, but it's not like you get a grade. It's just to make sure you're following me before I get to the next step.
Yeah, I do a review on mine when we come back from the last class.
Yeah.
Review. And we get everybody interactive. And it's a real interactive class. I'm sure yours is too.
That sounds like so much fun.
Everybody gets to know everybody in my class.
Yes, I had that with my tarot share that I've been doing now for, 8 years? You know, and I'm so glad you're starting to do that tarot thing too, because, like I said, it's so wonderful for people because every deck is so different because of the artist. Even though the basic tenets of the cards are the same, it's so interesting to see what people can pull out of that card and the images there with their own third eye and really awaken themselves to their own inner spiritual power. I just love it.
Yeah, it really is. And it draws it from the inner soul. You know, that's what the tarot does. And it's really a great tool of divination. It's obviously my favorite of those modalities, but it really has a personal relationship with the person who's using them.
Exactly right. I know. I love it. I love it. Well, we've got a few callers on hold, but before we do that, we should probably tell them what's going on in the heavens tonight.
Oh, yeah, we forgot about that.
No, I didn't.
Okay. I'm glad I forgot. So tell us what's going on in the heavens tonight.
Well, tonight, the Sagittarian moon, which is usually very optimistic and philosophical, is trining Venus, the planet of love, and Mars, the planet of passion. So this is a really wonderful time to really be full of yourself, I want to say. To be able to laugh, to be able to be open and honest, to be around people that are going to love you even if you're going through a tough time, even if, you know, you're struggling with something. They just really want the best for you, and they want you to be yourself. It's a wonderful time to feel free to be very self-expressive and to talk about the actions and decisions that you might want to make and get some good food for the journey from others.
There you go.
What else did you see in the chart, Jacqueline?
You know, and I do find it interesting that trine, the way it sits, the moon sits right in between Mars and Venus in that trine. And with all three of them having that motion, it really puts the Mars first, the moon second, and the Venus last. And in that combination, it's like you feel you have to take an action first, and then you feel the emotion of it, and then you really get the benefit of it from the Venus energy. This is a great time, like you were talking about, for basic philosophies in life, looking at things, learning new perspectives, opening up to different situations in a different way, rebalancing what you truly know you are and what you need to be. Because this is a time of transformation and change. And with the Pisces energy, and I just love putting all that Pisces energy into it, the sun just turning into it, with Neptune there and Chiron in the south node at this point in time, it really adds a nice harmonious aspect to dream the dream, okay? To really start to feel that this is the right thing for me to do, this is where I need to be, and this is what I want in my life. And so what is that trying to the emotions today? It really gives you those visions where it's enlightening and awakening, because on the other side of that is Uranus. So you'll have these sudden visions of what direction you need to go or where you need to start looking at to find what you need in this life.
I love that. I totally agree. The other interesting thing, too, is that Saturn, of course, is in trine to Uranus. And I find that people that I even read, my clients that come to see me and stuff, even people I've known for years now, they surprise themselves by what they do know. You know what I mean? They're feeling very happy of being on that spiritual path. And even though they've learned from maybe many mentors and many teachers in more than one modality, they're seeing it all starting to work somewhat synchronistically because these are ponderous planets. So they're helping us to realize we have been on this path for a long time. Many of us have. And it is a very important thing to remember what you have learned and be willing to point out to others when they need the bump to get up a notch and to pursue the dream or the realization, I want to say.
I agree. I do agree. Go without fear. One of the things about this T-square is it has a great benefactor in it. Okay? And Venus is, and I want to say a little bit more about Venus, because Venus is going to go right up into Uranus, and then it's going to go retrograde next month. So Venus is going to take its time before passing over Uranus, that enlightener and awakener. So it's not its normal transit through Aries in the short term that it's through Aries. It's going to stay a little bit longer in this Aries energy, which will be in opposition to that Jupiter retrograde during the whole entire time. So remember that all of this is really more for our benefit, that we have a guardian angel over our shoulder, and that we shouldn't fear it. We should have faith in it and trust the process and stay true to what we believe. This is where I think everybody can really find a stand and really start to make a good step forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's going to retrograde back into Pisces and get very close to Chiron. So I think people that have suffered because of love, whether they've lost a person through distance or through even passing to the other side, it's a time that they can come to terms with it in kind of a gentle way as they move forward and start to live their passion again. So I really like this particular Venus retrograde. I don't often, but this one I like.
That's good.
So, are we ready for the first caller?
Okay.
Area code 111, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies, it's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
Danielle, how are you, girl?
I'm okay.
That's good.
And what question did you have for us tonight?
Well, I've been saying all this time about my back that it hurts. I feel stuck. Feels like my bones are growing together, and they're bone spurs. And I don't know what to do.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad that they've discovered what it is, because now at least you know what you're dealing with. Because before, you were totally victimized by it. But now you understand that it is a physical thing. Okay, and you have to decide what can be done with it.
I knew it was a physical thing.
But you know now what kind of a physical thing it is, versus is it muscular, is it tendons, is it the sciatic nerve? I mean, there was a lot of things that it could have been. So now rather than guessing and trying to, yeah. So now at least you have an idea that of what you are dealing with, so now you can create a better strategy. Now, Libra rules the lower back, and Jupiter, the planet that magnifies everything it touches, is sitting on your Pluto, your planet of empowerment right now. Now, it was opposing Uranus when you had this epiphany or this wake-up call of what really is going on as far as actual evidence through scanning techniques, okay? So out of this is a time that you could possibly birth that freedom from this. It's a process you're going to create, because this is not something that's going to go away in a minute. It's going to be a process for you to overcome this. But now you know that you do have to be more proactive as far as looking at what can be done.
Well, what can be done? Because my back they say the only way to get rid of it, because I got narrowing in my spinal canal too, and the bone is pressing on my spinal cord, and they're saying the only way to get rid of it is surgery.
Exactly. So if that's the case, you want to be evaluated by the best surgeon you can find.
Yeah, surgery is awful.
Well, I understand it's frightening, but because these planets are angling off with the Gemini Sun is the sign of the twins. There may be more than one option. There may be treatment they can do before they even consider to do the surgery prior. So I am going to recommend that you go to someone that is really their specialty and discuss your options, because now at least they have diagnosed the issue. So now you want to go to somebody that works with this as their specialty. They see people that have this every day of the week, okay? And find out where you start, okay? Do you start with physical therapy? Do you look at the surgical venue? You need to have more facts. See, before you were just trying to do this and trying to do that and trying to work out and trying to do yoga and trying to rest. So now at least you know exactly what is going on the physical plane, and you need to know from those that are in the know about what to do on the physical plane. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree on that. The Pot of Fortune is sitting on your Mars right at this point in time, okay? And Pluto, like she was talking about, is sitting, Jupiter is sitting on your Pluto. This is really a transformative time for you, and you have to look at it in a different perspective, because, again, yes, surgery is an option. Okay, but there is alternatives to that as well. And to go through the process at this point in time, because Aphrodite was talking about how this is a process. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. I know that Scorpio Moon wants it to happen and wants to get over this, but we've been in this process. And you now have some great benefactors upon you. And over this summer, you're going to still have some better benefactors over you. So here again, with all of these things going on at this point in time, go with the process of this and research it. Do the research. I know you're good at researching things. Research this out. See the alternatives that you have. See what you can do and what possibilities there are. And I agree with Aphrodite. Not only in the medical field should you go. I think you should see what the doctor has to say, but I also think you need to do your own research. Empower yourself to take charge of how to make this transform and change. You have the diagnosis. Now you got to find the other answer. You can do it.
Well, I don't understand what the other answer is. It's extra bone that's growing there.
You do the research and find out what they can do about that. I'm telling you.
Well, and
Gemini energy. There's two different modalities that can heal this. I'm going to tell you. It's up to you to make that choice of which modality you want to use. But again, with all the Gemini energy forces in this thing, there's two directions.
Some of it can be worked on energetically as well, even if you opt to have the surgery later. My feeling is that right now it's important for you to retake your bearings, find out what other people have gone through, what their results were, okay, and the specialists that deal with this, whether it is a naturopathic physician or a regular physician that specializes in this kind of surgery, but you need to have enough information to make a good decision for you. That's the most important thing you can do for self, okay?
Well, other naturopaths cost hundreds of dollars out of pocket. I don't have hundreds of dollars to pay somebody else.
Quit looking at what you can't do and look at what you can do. Okay? Again, you're good at research. Do the research. Find the way out of this. You can do it. I know you can.
There are naturopathic MDs or DOs to take insurance. You might have to travel a little bit to get there, but they can do a much more complete diagnostic. Slow yourself down and look at it, okay?
Well, majority of chiropractors don't know what they're doing, or they can't adjust me. I went to one here locally, and he wants $2,500 for spinal decompression therapy on that table. It's $125 a session from him. And then the other lady that has another table here locally, you use the word she is wrong, but this is years ago when I was going to her, and it's just like you're just another paycheck for them. And so most of them don't even know what the hell they're doing, or they can't adjust me.
That's why you need to look into other venues.
Insurance doesn't cover spinal decompression therapy. They don't.
But it will cover a naturopathic MD or DO, okay, or a surgeon. And what you need to do is you need to get your concrete answers before you look into the other modalities. It's very important for you to do this for yourself because you can. We're in the information age. You can find answers to your questions.
What about if there's complications from the surgery? And then
Well, now you're getting ahead of yourself because, again, you need to find more specific answers to your questions before you proceed. But at least now you know what you're looking at. Okay? But we'll talk more this week. I'll get in touch with you, Danielle, okay? And keep the faith. My feeling is you found this information for a reason. Somehow you're going to find a way for it to be much better. Even if you decide not to do the surgical option, I have a feeling there's options that you don't know about yet. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, lady.
All right. Love you, girl. All right. All right. Bye-bye. I mean, this has been a long time, her going through this pain. Boy, I'm so glad I at least said, okay, this is what's going on.
It's a great thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of power in knowing what's going on in the real world. And then you can work with it energetically through prayer, through Reiki, as well as whatever any physician, whether it's a naturopathic or a traditional physician, can do with her. Now, to me, it's opening new doors and windows to not feel like you're going to be this way forever, because she's been feeling that way for so long. So I'm so glad that they actually found out what's going on for her.
Great thing.
Ready for the next one?
Okay.
It is. Area code 253, you're on the air.
Well, hello, ladies. This is Debbie from Washington State.
Hey,
Deb, how you doing, girlfriend? We've been playing phone tag, it seems forever.
I know, serious phone tag. Well, which, you know, give me a call when you can, and I'll get into the one situation. But you know what? Listening to you gals, you know, beginning of the show, it's amazing how what you were saying made one of my situations crystal clear. And it was about my brother died suddenly a week ago Friday. And my sister did not tell me that he has been sick and in and out of the hospital and all that for weeks. So anyway, so I was like going through torture about that, but what you were talking about pretty much resolved that for me, but made me understand more about what was going on there. The situation I have is that my boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, is still not out of the picture, and I just would really like to know what's happening with him and I, because we have two vastly different ways of handling it. And via text that I kind of pushed him into showing me, he was interacting with her instead of ignoring her, which is what he had been doing, and it was working. So anyway, so it's just convoluted friggin' pain in the
butt. Are you March 14th, 1954?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Okay. I want to make sure I had the right one.
And he's
in the last place she's lived for a year is Puyallup, Washington. Yeah.
Puyallup, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And his birth information, his birthday
is 7/9. Oh my God, isn't that horrible? You have it, Joy.
Just give me his last name and I can pull it up.
Hodson, H-O-D-S-O-N. It's 7/9, I think, 50.
Got it.
Five.
It's 7/9/55 at 5:43 p.m. in Whittier, California.
Oh, really? Cool. Whittier, California, where I grew up.
Oh, are you serious?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. You guys should know where
I'm from. I grew up right next to Whittier.
Wow.
Wow.
That's funny. You guys could very well know one another.
That's funny.
That is
cute.
Hysterical. The longer I live, the smaller the world. I realize smaller the world really is. I mean, I think the key to this is my patience is zero at this point. I've been hanging for 8 months waiting for this woman to disappear, and she is one of the most brazen, pushy, and he's not. And so she is just bullies and pushes and prods, and I would just like to take care of the situation because I could do it. I could get her done, no problem. In very little time, I could take care of it, and I offered to do so, but I saw the fear in his eyes.
Right, because
oh
you do
God.
Care about this gentleman, and I know that. Yes, I get it.
Anyway, but I also wanted to tell you, Aphrodite, that another thing that I love listening to you guys in the beginning, because it just brings me back to things that, because you and I have known one another for like 15 years, and I have to say that you have been bumping me up notches for the last 15 years. Which is why I'm probably not going ahead and taking care of that situation without even asking.
I just want to say in a very gentle way, my lovely friend Deb, you're not his analyst.
Oh, I'm feeling that way, man. I am feeling, because it's like, how?
You're not his analyst. Don't take that on.
Oh, my God. Well, the problem is it's affecting us because, she still had stuff left at his house. She bought a house, closed on it, and moved, but yet she still had stuff there. And I said to him, don't you get it? She's always going to have things there if you allow it. Change the locks. Let her know that there will be, a time and a day that she can come pick everything up, But you're allowing this now. And she point blank texted him and said, I'm not over you. I'm keeping my foot in the door. And I'm like, don't think so, sister. She's probably the only female that I think that had bigger brass ones than I thought I did. So, anyway, I know.
So the situation is really, it's his decision on how to deal with this. And you have to understand he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 placements in Cancer in his 8th house. And so because of that, he is, as you know, a very good listener. He's very deeply compassionate. He's very kind. To a fault. Okay, really.
Yeah. Oh, and, yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We've had that discussion, too.
But the thing is, he's also got that Pisces moon and Neptune sitting right on it. So he does not want to be the person to put the nail in her coffin, but he does have a little bit of ability to detach because of his Mercury in Gemini, but not enough. So I think your encouragement would work better than your criticism. What do you think,
Jacqueline?
Oh, I've
been encouraging.
Well, and I do agree. I agree with Aphrodite in a lot of different, in everything that she said. But I also agree. He doesn't want a disruption in his home. You know what I would say? You know, encourage him to do certain things. Say, hey, instead, right now, why don't you start packing her things up or get some boxes there so that you can have her packed up a little bit and give it to her piece by piece. Okay? Encourage him with suggestions like this. It would be a better way of doing it than the way you're doing it. Just get rid of her. Just to get it.
Well, no. I've been encouraging him to help her for months, and she is out, but you know her $16,000 cooking machine is still there, and just odds and ends, and just you know from the text, you know she's saying the new girl isn't vested. I am, so she's just going to have to wait until I get this done, although, and then she's telling him when her boyfriend's out of town. She's just a mess. So, I mean, I have been encouraging. I'm like, okay, let's, change the lock.
Again here, asking him, you know, it's time for you to make some choices. And, you know, I know that we are a process, but I'm here. And if you want me, you know, I'm going to continue to stay here, you know, and that's the way to put it, is because, again, it's a process for him. And
right. Well, I mean, I come off big, bad, and tough now, but I have done all of this with compassion with him and
oh, I know you have.
Over the months, and I have been.
But I know the solution. Do you want the solution?
Sure.
I have a solution for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What he needs to do is carefully remove those items into a storage unit and send her the key.
Well, what he did was on Friday, but now I'm like, he waited until I was like insane with you know, just being done with the whole thing, you know. And you know, Aphrodite, when I'm done, you know. And I don't want to get to that
point. I know it.
Because I love him. I love him. I know that we have a great relationship, but he is allowing her to affect this relationship. So, and
well,
that's what's bothering me. So anyway, she broke up his marriage twice, you know, and now she's working on this one. So anyway, this relationship. So he knew because I told him, I said, I'm done with this. I am not going to, you know, no more suggestions, no more counseling, no more analyzing, no more whatever. You're 62 years old, you're a big boy. You know, you should be able to figure this out, and you should be able to put an end to it if you really want to. If you don't, then that's another situation that we have to address. So anyway, he changed the locks, sent her a text saying that the locks were changed, the shed was bolted, and that he was arranging to have her things delivered to her by a company. So,
good enough.
That's it. Right. Now, but the
problem is... So he did take action. All right.
Well, he did take action. Now I'm left with, okay, when he's saying he has no contact with her, and then I say, well, gee, I'd really like to see those texts. And he's looking at me, and he hands me his phone, and, oh, he has been interacting with her. So I said to him, well, how do you think when you're saying one thing and I see that you're doing something else, how am I going to trust you, you know? To me, that is, you obviously wanted to interact with her. All she has to say is something
just
about...
Just trying to be the nice guy.
Dad.
He's got so many plants and cancer, it's crazy. Just trying to be the nice guy.
Yeah. Well, sometimes nice guys finish last if they do it to the detriment of people that really care about them, and she doesn't. She's just using them, you know. still asking him for money, telling him to deposit money into her account. And part of this is, too, when you love someone, you hate seeing them being totally and completely, or someone trying to take advantage of them, you know. And then the last month she was there with her boyfriend over, because he's been living with me because he didn't want to have to deal with her, she ran up a $600 electric bill, which is normally $200. So there's nastiness, too, you know. And I'm like, why would you allow someone to take advantage of you and to use you like that? So I just, there's just, yeah. I don't know.
Well, apparently it's been a pattern in their relationship for a while. Okay.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Well, because she is a bully. She bullies, you know. She's, I have a feeling she has a lot of Leo and Scorpio in her, you know, and I understand that because I have both of those, but I think she is just, she's a piece of work, you know. So,
yeah,
I don't want to have to deal with her, so.
Well, we'll look at this more in depth, because our queue is full, so we'll look at this more in depth.
All right.
Let me know when
we can talk, and I also have that report for it that I want to go over with you on your, that I talked to you about.
Oh, thank you. You're such a sweetheart. Thank you so much.
So I pulled that, and, you know, I can tell you specific things that you need to address online.
Because you know,
so,
Jacqueline, she's an incredible marketing person. Okay.
Okay.
I'll do the same for you, Jacqueline. Get my number from Aphrodite, and I'll get your information, and I'll pull an online report for you as well. No charge, because I love you.
Okay. You're a darling. We appreciate that, Deb.
I'll do it for your business as well, Jacqueline, is what I'm saying. So, but I need specific information on your business, you know, name, address, just how the exact spelling and all that. So, okay?
Okay.
We'll make it happen. That's great.
All right.
All right.
Thanks,
breathe.
Lady.
Breathe, my friend. I love you.
Oh, I'm
okay.
I'm breathing. Bye.
All right. Bye. Intensity. You know, ever since Venus and Mars got close together in Aries, there's been a lot of relationship issues popping up everywhere. Out of the blue.
It's the Mars.
How about you,
Venus
Jacqueline?
It's the love hate. It's the Mars Venus connection. You know, those are, you know, the male female energies of the zodiac, and they're colliding together. And it's really, you know, and I shouldn't say colliding. They're coming together, and they're coming together for a reason, because the universe always has a reason to what it does. And it's really looking at that yin and that yang, that positive and negative, and really making everybody look within themselves to rebalance, because, again, that's in opposition to Jupiter. So rebalance their relationships to really make them grow stronger and better, and to really look at what their issues are in the relationship and try and work with their mate on those issues. That's the most important thing at this point in time. Like with Deb, it's working on it, having that patience. I know right now she doesn't have patience, but this is the process. And it's working within that process right now, because Mars and Venus are going to separate. But what they do together is they help us grow better together. And that's, all these issues are being brought to the forefront in these relationships for a reason and a purpose, to take a stand and really look at what we want in our relationships and work with our mate, trust our mate, and draw closer.
It's really bringing out the truth. I agree. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay. Sorry, I went off on a dissertation.
No, I appreciate the insight. Absolutely. Okay. Area code 708, you're on the air. Hello? Huh. I lost him. 708, call back in. I'll pick you up right away. I don't know what happened. Area code 917, you're on the air. For some reason, this thing is not working. Oops. I'm not sure. sure why. I'll look to see them sign back on. I'll try it again. Who's next? Area code 646, you're on the air.
I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello.
Hey!
Yes.
Hey, got a question. I was looking at my natal chart. My Pisces like is 7-point-something degrees in Jupiter, and I know about the solar eclipse coming, so I was just wondering how that's going to affect me. Do you want my...
What's it?
Do you want my birth info? My phone's about to die, but maybe we can hang on. Oh, dear.
What's your name?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
What is your name?
Okay. Rain. Like rain.
All right. What's your birthday?
June 25th, 1950.
And what time were you born?
7:17 AM.
And what city were you born in?
New Rochelle, New York. I think New York City would work as well, but New Rochelle.
Okay. And where do you live now?
New Jersey.
Okay. Let's take a peek. See what's happening.
Thanks.
Let's shake free here.
Hmm?
Yeah. Sorry, your phone's dying. Have you been busy talking all day?
Yeah, it's been a long day. Yeah. And I'm on a train now. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. We're okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let's take a look at this eclipse for you and see what's going on.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Well, the eclipse is hitting you. It's hitting your Jupiter dead on. And it's forming beautiful trines to your Sun and Uranus. This could be a great blessing.
Good. I'm ready for one, trust me.
It has to do with things around your resources, both emotionally and physically. And
good.
So this is a time then that can be a reversal or a turnaround, which is what you've been looking for, right?
Yes.
What do you see, Jacqueline?
What are you doing for a living?
I'm an actor and an environmentalist and a radio show host, and right now I'm not getting paid for anything, but I'm working my ass off.
Well, there's a transformation and change coming. Like Aphrodite said, I mean, this is really greatly to your benefit. Your intuitive work that you've been doing is really quite information and change for you. You're really strong into it at this time. Look at where it's going to take. Pull it blindly is something I'm going to tell you. Take that. This is really opening it up.
Okay,
it's hard to hear you, Jacqueline. You're breaking up.
Yeah.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. It's really an opening, a channel for you to go through. Trust the process. You're a very spiritual creature. And the universe is going to pay that off. Trust the process.
Yes.
Okay.
It's right on you. Wait it out. Less than 30 days. Wait it out.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Great. And do you get anything, just quickly, do you see anything as far as love and partnership? My heart's been with someone for a long time, but it's been a wild ride.
Well, I think right now it has to do with what is okay with you. It has to do with balancing the energy rather than reacting to the energy, okay?
Okay.
And the planets that are in Aries are opposing your Neptune and a little bit of your Mars right now. And so because of that, don't try to make it what you desire. concentrate on the we energy. Concentrate on what you do share.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Keep us posted, okay? I know you're running out of juice.
Yeah, I truly am. Thank you. It's a miracle I got in. Thank you.
Many blessings. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. You too. Thank you.
Ah, the two callers we lost came back. Let me grab one.
Okay.
Area code 917, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm glad you remembered that I dropped, my call dropped. Okay, thanks for taking my call. It's Anna from New York, and I would like to know when you see a shift or a change in my career coming.
Okay.
And what do you see around my career?
Are you 12/24/52?
No, I'm 1/28/73, Netherlands.
Okay. I got a lot of Anas on here. Okay.
And I'm sorry, your question once again?
About career, when do you see something changing?
For a living?
I'm in the mental health care.
And where do you actually live now?
New York.
Got it.
Are you planning on changing field?
No.
Good. I like it for you.
You can't. You really need it where you are. You really need where you are. The opportunity is probably not going to come until June.
Wow.
Jupiter's retrograde on Uranus in your chart. So unless you go back to a place you wanted to go to before, you applied to previously, if it's something brand new, it probably won't come in until mid-June. But if it's some place that you want to go back to or you've already applied to and you really wanted to be there, it could come in now. It could come in today. Okay.
Okay. I applied to two jobs that are in negotiation mode still.
All right. That's great. One of them is going to snag you on the eclipse or very close to it, probably by the end of the week or the first of next. It's right on you.
Which one is and the other?
I'm not sure about the other. I just know one of them is going to make a reversal and going to choose you. And it is going to be very good for you, but it's going to challenge you, too. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with that. I do. Mm-hmm. Again, here, I do feel that you have the opportunity, and I would continue to stay in the same path you're in right now because, again, here, I think this opportunity is right upon you now. And by next week, I think it's going to make a you're going to see a difference and a change. So don't worry so much about it, okay?
Yes. Okay. Well, thank
be
you.
Be very confident. This is good. This is going to be great.
Coming.
Yes.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Well, many blessings to you.
Thank you. Yes.
God
and bless. I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Okay. Make sure I do this right. For some reason, I'm having problems with this thing tonight. Okay, put it back on hold. And the other one we dropped off, we got that one back too.
Let's do that one.
Area code 708, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
This is Patricia Lynn.
Okay, you've called in before?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you sound very familiar. Your voice does anyway.
January 1955.
Correct.
Do you still live in Chicago?
I'm still in Chicago, and it's beautiful out here in February.
Yeah, here in Virginia, too. I'm freaking out.
Yeah, it is. It's weird.
Gotta love it. Hey, you deserve it for living up there. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do. I do. My husband is involved in a lawsuit. Disability. He was put on short term, and when he was supposed to transition to long term, they dropped everything in a day. And you know, we've had a lawyer on it, and I'm just kind of wondering if this is going well with
What's
the attorney.
Your
His is 12/22/1950. I do not know the time.
Where was he born?
Where was he born?
Chicago.
Without his time, we can't look at the parts of destiny on this one, and we're not sure where the houses are, because when you're dealing with disability, it's an eighth house matter, and we can't determine that without a time. Just so you know what we're looking at. The universe is very highly timed. However, at the time of the eclipse, there's going to be a parade of planets moving through Pisces, and they're going to complement Uranus in his chart, his natal chart. Which means it could be a reversal, and it could come through, okay? Pluto, the planet of empowerment, sitting on his Mercury. So he does need to be proactive as far as communication with the powers that be.
Okay.
And if there's a local institution that can also step in and advocate for him, I would recommend that as well. And I would recommend it soon, over the next couple of weeks, seriously.
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I think the actions you take within the next few weeks are going to determine how quickly it's going to be resolved. I would be proactive in it right now and looking for all the resources and help you can get on this to transform and change it, and looking at everything that you can do to try whatever paperwork you want, whatever thing they want you to jump through. That's what I would do for the next couple of weeks.
He has an attorney on it. I mean, we've had an attorney.
Great.
So we're just looking for for this to come to fruition.
Right, and now's the time to hit it hard.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. I'd be extremely proactive with all these planets in Aries, especially Wednesday. You get answers that soon.
Oh, cool. Oh, this is so cool.
I'll be right on it. I would be right on it like bees on honey. I really would.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And keep us posted. We want to know how you work out, okay?
Oh, I sure will. I really appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, many blessings to you and your husband.
Thank you. To you, too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Want to try to take one more? We've got 6 minutes left.
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 305, you're on the air.
Thank you. This is
Diana.
I didn't think you were gonna get to me. Hi. Well, I'm blessed. I worked several days this week, so by next week I should get paid and we'll be in touch. And I'm happy about that.
Excellent.
The eclipse is coming on the 26th, right?
Yes. Early in the morning.
Early in the morning. And it is also in Leo, right? Or not?
No. No.
Was that a yes or a no?
It's Pisces, Virgo, polarity points.
Okay. Do you see that it will affect me health-wise?
Ooh. It's all about balance.
Exactly.
I'm trying to balance it. definitely trying.
Be very, very disciplined. Be very, very disciplined, Diana.
Yes. Try.
Balance your work and your relaxation in such a good way. At the end of the day, you know you did the right thing for you. Okay?
Yeah, the relaxation hasn't been around very much, but neither was work. And now that it is, you know, there's funds to handle relaxation. I'd like to differ with a lady that says that Scorpios are abusive or whatever, because we're not. We are the other way around, you know. She said something like, you know, a person that is like very controlling and all that. I don't think we're controlling. Do you?
It depends on the Scorpio energy, because you have to understand that people only usually know their sun sign. In every chart, Diana, there's 144 variables that describe your total persona, okay? So I don't make blanket statements about a sun sign, because that's not the truth, okay? Like, for instance, in your chart, you have your sun and your Mercury in Scorpio, okay, when you were born.
Right.
And they are only squared to Pluto, the planet of empowerment in your chart in Leo, which means it's not always been easy for you to have a truly intimate relationship. And that's one of the challenges you face as an individual. But other than that, your sun and your Mercury are well aspected. There's no conflict here in your chart. But you have to remember that if there's a lot of squares to the sun, no matter where it is, it's very challenging for the person, especially if they're in fixed signs, because they're not as negotiable. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like I said, sometimes people make assumptions about one sign or one planet being in a place, but it depends on how it's connected to your whole chart. That's what Jacqueline and I specialize in. You see?
And that's why I'm always with you guys. Because I know you know, and I know you know that I know you know. Jackie, I know you told me that before love comes, I've got to heal. I woke up with those words this morning. How soon do you see me healing?
Well, and again, we were talking about those polarity points that come on this balloon. There's a new door opening for you because, again, your Mars is 6 degrees Virgo. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And so this eclipse is going to take and do that. And Virgo is the healer. And one of the things that you always forget about you, and this is another unique part of who you are, is that...
Oh, you're cutting out. You're cutting out. You're cutting out again.
We heard a motorcycle.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't hear a word you said.
You do have the ability, because of that Virgo energy, to heal yourself. And you do have the discipline, because you have Saturn in there as well, in Virgo. Okay? So, and luckily, the universe said, well, we're not going to put them both too close to each other. But you still do work in harmony with each other a little easier, which means you do the work, and you will heal. And this next lunar transition is really going to help you do that.
I was just at Whole Foods, and I looked at, even though I didn't buy it, the detox you mentioned to me. And that's coming up next week, because it was about $30-something dollars. But I didn't forget what you said. And after that, I will talk to you this week for sure. Do you take PayPal?
I'm looking forward to that.
You're looking forward to
you have
to
a sweet
PayPal?
Night.
Thank you. Do you take PayPal? I don't think you heard me.
Well, God bless you.
God bless
you. Yeah, I know.
You.
We're getting ready to sign off. God bless you.
Thank you for taking my call. Goodbye.
You're welcome. God bless. We should give them our phone numbers. We've got 21 seconds left on the air.
Okay. Call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Alfredette?
540-400-0110. Talk to you on the eclipse. God bless you all.
Have a sweet week. Good night.
Good night.